Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Iraqis thought when coalition forces left the country, peace would come to the nation. The sectarian violence has actually increased, so much so many are saying a civil war is looming. Spokesman for Voice of the Martyrs USA, Todd Nuttleton, puts it in perspective.
So far in July, almost 600 people have been killed in different attacks, most of those civilians. In May, the UN says 963 civilians were killed, which was the biggest monthly casualty toll since way back in 2008.
You can help pack action packs for needy Christians there. Get the link at our website. Next, Tunisia launched the Arab Spring over 2 years ago. Now they might write history again with the first Arab constitution that doesn't mention Islamic law. Pat Flanagan of I Am Second.
There's wonderful, good-hearted Tunisians that are tired, that are of hardline Islam that seeks to take over. That's a part of what all this revolution was about.
The transition comes during Ramadan, a time when your prayers are especially needed. The 30 Days of Prayer for the Muslim World Prayer Guide helps you know how to pray for it. Find it at our website. And if you're a surfer, you might want to check this out. African Land Mission is looking for people with a surfboard and a heart for God to go on a mission trip to Madagascar. Team members will spend 2 years on the waves of Madagascar as a way to connect with people and disciple young people. It's a great way to open doors for the gospel. You can still go if you don't surf. They're also looking for fishermen, woodworkers, and songwriters. The information at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Pray for Muslims during Ramadan. For a gift of any amount, MNN's making available the 30 Days of Prayer for the Muslim World Prayer Guide to help you learn and pray for Muslims during Ramadan, now underway. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.